the holidays is too damn long.
The holidays
of independence is wrong.
The Christmas time
and throw it in the garbage. Open your mind and heart for the wee wee jar.
What's up, Koo?
What's up?
This is my chart. This is 10 top bad things about the holiday seas.
Oh, that's interesting, because I did one that was like the good things.
Yeah, this one's the op. Where is it? I left it. Oh, here it is.
Oh, there. It's on your piece of paper.
Yeah, it is. Hey, this time of year is a challenge to many of the chartists, so I am going to address their concerns.
Mainly yours.
But I'll tell you, we definitely have some of our chartists out there who have their own mental, you know, things. With
lapses.
Lapses,
problems.
Or maybe they don't like this time of year.
Yeah, I'm sure. Maybe. Look, I hear it's like, isn't it the top like time for suicides is Christmas?
Easy, Coop.
What? This is stuff. What? I'm with you here.
Yeah, but I'm not going that dark.
Oh, okay.
Because, I mean, you know, it is a tough time. Don't anybody, like, this is definitely a time to live through. So be strong. The weather's always changing. You look outside, it's cloudy. Don't end it. There's a new weather system coming along. There's always another summer. Hey, Coop.
Hey, bud.
All right, so,
what's up, bud? Is it too...
Oh, don't you gotta read the five?
I can't read what...
Oh, I'll
do it. You gotta do it, buddy.
I'll do your job.
You gotta do it.
Coming in at number five, no stores are open on Christmas. That's right, Kulap.
But you don't go shopping anyways.
But listen, well, lately I don't, just because I've seen everything there is to get throughout my years.
Wait.
But back in the day.
You've seen everything there is to get.
I know what it's like to get something. And you look at it and you go, I want that so bad and it's going to change my life. And you imagine your life with that new thing and that wears off.
Okay.
So what I'm saying is I know the pattern.
Okay. But you're saying for other people, it's a bummer. Not for you.
What?
That the stores are closed on Christmas.
No. I'm saying for me, because now that I'm old enough, I used to not be old enough. And I'd be like, hey, I want to do something today. Oh, it's Christmas. I got nothing to do. I can't go anywhere. The streets are deserted. It's like a communist country. It's when America becomes a communist country.
Does it really
Everybody's inside
you?
Doing the same thing, and I'm walking the streets, a dissident, a excommunicated, out of touch with my government and my people, wandering these cold streets.
It's not that cold. We live in California.
I breathe out and I see steam. I go, wait, what's going on here? Did a wizard put a spell on me? What's going on?
You're filled with hot gas.
No, Kulap.
No, no.
I'm filled with love and life, and I wish it could be a beautiful summer song, but it's not.
Why can't—
The winter demons turn it into steam.
You are love and life, and that doesn't change because of the season.
Skulap.
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 Scooty-bop-bop jazz.
There you go. But I tell you, I'd rather a song come out of my mouth than steam. Nothing's open on Christmas. That's why for many years throughout my 20s, Christmas was synonymous with porno marathon. And I would stock up on videotapes. And
oh,
I would spend my days
toiling
away like an elf. On my own tree. God bless me. What a wonderful time of year.
Yes. Toil, toil. God bless me. All over her tits.
Jesus, Kulap. This is God's birthday. Relax. Hey,
You were relaxing during it.
What's that?
You were relaxing during your toiling.
On Jenna and Crystal and all the ladies that have helped me through.
On Shayna and...
Shayna, maybe. Shane.
And Asia and...
Asia Carrera. No offense. I was never a big Asia Carrera guy.
Offense taken.
Damn it! All right. Coming in at number four. Christmas is winter's boob job.
What? What are you saying right now, Cranebone?
Summer needs no day of presents to make it seem fun. Winter does. If winter didn't have Christmas, what would it be? Oh, great. Now nothing happens until Groundhog Day.
Wait, so you're saying just in normal life and even in summer that boob jobs are a present to you?
Yeah, like throw some D's on it. Like that's like that's how the song goes. Basically you're dressing up something. You're making something unpalatable. I mean, like for instance, Christmas, you know, you're based in those traditions, Christmas and you give presents.
Yeah.
And then like Hanukkah is not a big holiday religious-wise, but it falls closest to Christmas, so that's why they started to give presents to it.
Oh, so that wasn't the case before?
Right. Like, I don't think I'm not sure, but I don't know that in Israel they give, like, presents for. Maybe I'm totally wrong.
Travis, please.
You know, there's so many Americans in Israel that it's got to be. They got to give presents. But what I'm saying is, back in the day, before Christianity, you know, because Judaism goes back a little bit further.
Okay.
I'm thinking back then, nobody rushed off to Macy's to get eight presents.
100% agree that back in the day, pre-BC.
They did not go to those places.
They didn't go to Macy's.
They stood empty. You're right, Kulap.
They didn't go to Macy's.
The original Macy's, made of stone. How was it devised? Nobody knows. Slaves, sleds, what'd they do? But now those places are full.
Bottom.
All right. Coming in at number three.
Number three.
Positive ions. Now, Kulap, as we learned in our summer teachings and in the great song produced by the great Stard who sits with us.
Stard.
Hey, Stard.
Hey.
Welcome to the Christmas CD. Audio bundle.
Love it.
Hey, just as negative ions help balance us out and make us feel good, the water crashing on the shore creates negative ions that balance us out. Winter, scientifically proven that the air is filled with positive ions. So you're being wind-whipped with unhealthy mojo.
But you can still go to the beach. Again, we live in California.
There'll still be positive ions out there.
What was that sound?
I had just drank a little Snapple, and evidently my body and Snapple collaborate to make a beautiful noise.
What a duet.
That is. Some drink nog, some drink grog. I'm a peach Snapple guy.
Oh, you are...
Tasty treat.
You are an original Howard Kramer.
I'll tell you something, Kulap.
Oh, tell it to me, baby.
It's science at this point. And I know even though this is a time of religion and beliefs and faith, this is science. And science doesn't go away just because you don't believe in it. And
but you know that I'm not religious, right?
Right, but I'm just saying, if I pelt you with positive ions, you're not going to feel as good as if I pelt you with negative ions.
Just can you not pelt me with anything?
I will pelt you with that, Kulap. I will.
I just can't we just be normal friends?
How about if I were, what if we turned down the lights here in the studio?
Okay.
And I were to work up a batch of...
I'm scared. I'm so scared.
I'm just teasing, gang. That's not how ions are created at all.
What if I were to work up a batch? Jesus, Howard.
There you go. See? See what this time of year does to me? All right. Coming in at number two.
Number two.
The Void.
The Void was talked about in my track, in my top five great things.
It was?
Yeah, The Void was brought up.
Well,
no, I need you to go further. But
yeah, I'll go further. I want to personify it as like a dark cloud of a monster.
Yeah.
When you're really alone, when you're really feeling alone, mm-hmm. You know who's with you?
The Void.
That's right. Because...
is he not your ego?
I don't know. Is he?
Might be.
What if he's my superego?
Ah, oh la la.
What if he's my...
You're the spirit sentry. Animal? Yeah. Oof, that's tough.
I don't know. All I'm saying is this. The void, you can feel it. It's there. We do all kinds and manner of things to get rid of it. That's probably why television was invented. Nobody just wants to sit there.
But the void is around even in summer, but I think you just sweat them out more.
The beauty of summer.
Do tell, sir.
I think it's more powerful than the void.
Okay.
I mean, Lana Del Rey would probably disagree, but she's a confused young girl. I am a man.
Right, because you're in tune with the eternal man, right?
I wish there was a faster way to explain this to you, but... we started off as little mini organisms, survive, advance, connect, survive, advance, connect. I'm in tune with that whole vibe.
Okay.
I'm not in tune with, I have no idea what we're talking about. All right. Coming in at number one.
Number one.
Commercialism.
I agree. You're right, bud.
What am I right?
Yeah, commercialism sucks balls.
Why?
Because it trivializes, you know, what for me, my number one is like the togetherness of being with people you love.
Right.
All right, well, that was great, Tom Bob.
No, but I want to say that you have to be selective with commercialism. Like, for instance, perhaps you purchased this audio bundle. This is intended to, this is realism right here.
Okay.
It's just saying this part of the year is so tough, you need to laugh. So this is like a pill. This helps you. And, you know, a robot or Legos, those help too. You know what? This time of year, my brain shuts off. It's like most of my CPUs are just are helping me survive.
A robot or a Legos. Those help too.
I had Legos as a kid. It was a beautiful thing. Then when I hit my juvenile delinquent phase, me and my friend used to go out and cut the hood ornaments off cars. And it was a two-man job. One guy would pull up the hood ornament and the other guy would clip it.
What would you do with them?
I took them home and I hid them in my Lego box. You know those Lego boxes that open up?
Yeah, but that seems prime for your mom to find.
That's exactly what happened.
And?
I always wondered what the mental thought was, because when she bought me those Legos, I was a sweet little kid. And then the next time she comes upon them, maybe I'm off in college or moved out, and she opens it up, and it's those hood ornaments she cut off of the cars in our own neighborhood. I always wonder what went through her mind at that point.
She never brought it up to you?
No, she probably just chalked it up to... My son's very odd.
Well, let's just
remember. Maybe she thought they were building blocks. Like, oh, look at these Legos. One says Benz, and one says, actually, there were no Benzes. It was like Oldsmobiles and shit.
Your mother is not an idiot.
She is not. She gave birth to me. Her only false move was cram stuffing my sister in there with me. Mom, easy. One egg is enough. God bless my mother on this holiday season. And to all my family members and extended family members. Ku?
Yes.
Is there anyone you'd like to say hello to on my chart?
I'd like to say hello to my family, to Howard's family, and to the Chartist family out there. Hello.
Bless you all, Chartists, and to all, a good night.